Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. I am really, really excited for my conversation today. A little while back, I was invited to speak at Agent 2021, which is Gary Vaynerchuk's event, and I had the honor and privilege of sharing the stage with my guest, who we were on a panel, and after that panel discussion, I came off my wife. Talk way too much on panels. You need to let other people speak. But we had a great time. I'm speaking today with Ace. I'm not even going to attempt his last name because you'll hear in a moment is a little bit complicated. But Ace is a senior vice president with Citizens Bank, and I believe he's based out of New York. And has agreed to stop by today and just talk to us a little bit about marketing and branding and video, something he does phenomenally well. So Ace, man, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast with me today.
Grant, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. And my last name is definitely a tongue twister, but it's Ace Watanasuparp. And I'm just, you know, glad to be on your show, Grant. I met you a while back at the Agent 2021 down in Miami, and it was just a good time being on stage with you. You know, had a great time.
Absolutely, man. It was awesome. So let's dive into this. Give us a little bit of background. What gets you invited to speak at Agent 2021? I know that you do a pretty great job from a branding standpoint. Your video marketing is on point. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on here. But give us a little bit of the background. How did you kind of get to where you are today?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, you know, I knew Gary for about 10 years now and have been following him, and he's been somewhat of a mentor for me. So whenever I think about marketing, I'm always thinking about, you know, who's my audience, number one, and am I adding value, right? Am I giving them something? And being in the lending side of things here with Citizens Bank and being a senior vice president, you know, as a national director of strategic sales, I have a whole sort of team of folks that are in different marketplaces. So the marketing strategy in different marketplaces, they need to adapt, right? And I think no matter what business you're in, whether you're in finance, whether you're in real estate, whether you're in tech, I think marketing is more of a, it's transitioned over to not just an ad, but it's actually, it needs to sort of invoke some sort of emotional experience or some sort of call to action or emotion, right? So I think, you know, what's gotten me to where I am today is really empathy. You know, Gary talks about that all the time, being able to be in someone else's shoes, who I'm marketing to, and what really makes them tick, right? And I think we've been able to do a really good job in terms of marketing with our own bank at Citizens Bank. And also I'm a fellow entrepreneur as well. You know, myself and my cousin, we built a restaurant portfolio. So now we have about 10 restaurants altogether. We have 4 different concepts, and that's really taught me from the ground up, from building it from scratch into building a brand when nobody knows who you are and you know, your target audience, age group, demographic, all of that comes into play. So
that's awesome. I'm sure there are so many lessons that you learned from a, you know, cross promotional standpoint in building a brand at a bank and then building a brand, you know, from a restaurant standpoint. And definitely, one of the things I love about business and marketing and sales is principally they're all the same. Like, it's all the same. You're going to do different things and you might say different things, or contextually, you know, building a brand might be about different things, but the way that you do those things is so similar, which is fascinating. And so what would you say that, you know, somebody in the real estate space, lending space today, if they're going to go set out to build a personal brand, what are some of the top things that they should keep in mind when doing that? I get what you're saying. Yeah. When talking about the emotional side of things, is that something that people should really dig into and dive into to understand what their brand should be about? Or give me a little bit of context there.
Yeah, I think if you talk about real estate agents or even loan officers for that matter, right? I think they have to be building something, right? When we talk about building a brand, what does that actually mean? There's building the brand for the company and then building your own brand. So when we talk about building your own brand, you know, what do you stand for? right? Besides being a realtor and besides being a loan officer, are you a part of leading a community, right? What are some of your belief systems? Because people at the end of the day today, Grant, and you know this more than anyone, you know, they want to know who's behind that person, right? It's given that you're a subject matter expert. So you have to, you know, within your branding or your marketing, you have to convey that as well, right? Like what is, and you know, I take a line from John Henry, niches and riches, right? So if you're a subject matter expert, what is that? You know, if you're a realtor, is that being the realtor for second homes? Is it being the realtor for the affluent client? Is it being a realtor, you know, in a specific marketplace where you know everything about that area in terms of development and things of that nature? And then, you know, how do you make it your own personal brand? I think folks that actually do it really, really well, you look at Ryan Serhant and you look at some of the folks, the Altman brothers, right, out in LA, you know, they sort of encompass, you know, who they want to be in terms of their brand, but also they're building a community, meaning people are following them because they're getting something out of it. And, you know, they're able to exchange ideas. Like Ryan does a really good job, you know, talking to his audience and speaking to his audience, right? And driving a couple of, he's built a course for real estate agents, right? So not only is he targeting clients, but he's also helping his own fellow, you know, realtors as well. So it really depends on what type of community you're building. And I think Ryan's been doing a really good job, if I were to talk about a real estate agent as an example, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Strategically, tactically, what are some things that somebody listening to this could do to go out and build a brand? You've done a phenomenal job, you know, at being behind the camera, whether you think that you're good behind the camera or not. I mean, your team has done a phenomenal job of presenting you, helping you build a brand. And I know that video marketing seems to have been, you know, a significant part of what you guys have been doing. But what are some strategic and tactical things that people can do to go out there and build a relationship with their audience?
I think a couple of takeaways would be build a whiteboard, right? So a whiteboard is really something where you put in the different categories that you may want to talk about as an expert. For example, for myself, you know, I have a background being a walk-on at UConn. So sports is something that's a pillar. We call it a pillar, right? So sports is a pillar. Banking and finance is another pillar. Entrepreneurship in terms of the restaurant experience is another pillar. And then the fourth pillar is really just, you know, what do I do, you know, in my leisure time and how do I create some sort of engagement with the community, right? So I would say whiteboard the stuff that you're comfortable talking about, and then you can formulate sort of a plan of action for each category. And then from there, after you whiteboard, you really need to figure out, okay, let's say it's sports. Well, what is the messaging that I want to convey when it comes to sports as it relates to finance and entrepreneurship, right? And we do a lot of things with the NBA in terms of an NBA crossover program for folks that are in the NBA, but maybe thinking about going into real estate. So it sort of intertwines in terms of its tentacles, but it all sort of comes back to the overall theme, which is, you know, for me, I want to teach some of the things that I've experienced in terms of finance, which is lending. So I try to give tips and traits on how to acquire real estate, right? And then number two, I try to really talk about some of the mistakes that I've done in terms of entrepreneurship. So I try to really, you know, when I'm sitting down with my team and this is like the videographer, you know, maybe we have a guy that actually comes up with topics and things of that nature. A lot of times I always talk about documenting. Mm-hmm. It's hard to come up with themes, and some of the best content that you'll ever have is when you're not really on the camera.
Yes.
And you're just having a conversation, yes. Right? Sort of like if me and you weren't on this podcast right now and we were talking about, let's say, finance or real estate, I'm pretty sure we're going to come up with a couple of gems. Right, Grant? So, you know, we even thought about maybe having a GoPro so that we're not like so on. Yeah. And that's what I recommend folks that are thinking about starting, maybe have a camera set up in your office and just have the camera running, yeah, right? In terms of documenting. And then what you can do is anything that you ever talked about, whether it was a phone call, obviously make sure that it's compliant and you're censoring it, but you can actually use a lot of the everyday conversations that you have during your workplace or, you know, whatever that is, and really create, you know, succinct micro content from it. But I would say start with a whiteboard first, because when you first start, there's so many different things that you may want to start with. It's easier if you can sort of delineate, you know, the different sort of topics and things that you want to discuss. And then, you know, if you're worried about, well, if I start with my first content, how do I keep it up? So I always tell people, work on an archive library and build up your content, meaning don't come out with the first video when you first think about, you know, utilizing LinkedIn or social media. Maybe have an archive library of, let's say, 20 or 30, so that you're possibly, if you want to do it 4 times a week, you have some content for the next 2 months, right? And that gives you enough time to continually build out content. I think what happens is people start and then they don't have any new content. So then they get discouraged and they don't do it consistently. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and then you're in this slump and you're like, you know what? I'm way too busy with my everyday work, right? I don't have time for this. And I see a lot of people fall into that cycle. So I would say number one, build a whiteboard. Understand what you're comfortable talking about and put it into categories. Number two, create a library of archived content. And then number three, just document, have a video camera right there.
Yeah, I love what you're talking about. So many people don't necessarily understand that they themselves as a brand can be a bridge from the things that they really like to the mm-hmm. things that they actually do. Like you're talking about basketball being something you have a massive affinity for, and how you create or document rather those content experiences that draw people back to what you actually do. A lot of what we're doing when we're creating content, writing emails, blogs, creating videos, those types of things, is we're taking the day-to-day experience and really simply just drawing it back to what we do. Like yesterday, I recorded a video about this hilarious story of the time my dad, he bought this truck that he was going to overhaul and like redo. And he put a new paint job on it and got new wheels and dressed up the interior leather. And you get into it and this thing is so nice. And you turn the key and nothing runs because he didn't put an engine in it. And that's what most agents' businesses kind of seem like, because they're not focused on the right things. Yeah. So we're taking these stories of our life and we're figuring out how to be that bridge back to how it's relevant for what we do. And kind of like what you're talking about, the candid content that you create is typically better than the content that you try to maybe sometimes force. I got a buddy, if he didn't know a camera was on him, spits fire, like just nugget exactly, after nugget, right? after nugget. You turn that camera on and he is as scared and as white as a ghost, just disappears because he doesn't, there's just this psychological block that comes up. So I love what you're talking about documenting what it is that you're actually doing. Just throw a camera up and get used to it and be around it, and creating a library. I cannot tell you how beneficial it is to have a library of content. Yeah. My brother followed me around with a camera for 3 years as we were getting started. And we didn't create content every day, but we had it when we wanted to.
Yeah.
That's so key. And you know, you can take one piece of content and turn that into dozens of pieces.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I put I'll have some philosophical posts on a daily basis that I'll just put on my Facebook page or something like that. And our team knows to go grab that, turn it into a tweet, meme, put it on Insta, mm-hmm. Twitter. And they know to grab a video that we recorded, that the video itself may not be that great, but there's 5 memes that are living inside of that.
Definitely.
There's so many things that you can do with one piece of content, but I love what you're talking about. Candid content is by far like some of the greatest stuff there is.
I mean, Grant, authenticity, right? And you said it best. You spit out the some of the best content that we've created. we didn't even mean to create that content, right? It was actually like while we were just talking, and he's like, Ace, just stop, you know, and then he'll just take out the camera, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, Ace, I just want to just have it just in case, right? And we just start talking, and some of the best content that we've ever created was through just those candid conversations. So you're gonna see that folks, when you turn on the camera and you're structuring it, you're not going to be as fluid because it's not really coming from, it's not natural, right?
So forced. Yeah.
Yeah, it's forced.
100%. I couldn't agree more, man. What an insightful conversation. I appreciate you so much stopping by and agreeing to share some of your tidbits. You guys do a phenomenal job. I think I was at an event late last year, and somebody in the audience asked, you know, what is the number one thing that everybody in this room should do today that in 2 years they would wake up and be insanely happy that they did do? And I'd like to ask you that question.
Yeah.
If somebody listening to this podcast were to wake up in 2 years and think, man, I'm so happy that I did this for my business or my brand, what would that be?
You know what? I talk to our sales team every single day, and it's show up, meaning just do it, right? I've had a thought of hiring someone to follow me, and for years I thought that was weird. You know, me being such good friends with Gary for the last 10 years, I've seen him and I've seen people follow him, but I always thought that, you know, I'm in finance, it's a little awkward, it's weird, they can't come into some of the meetings. But it wasn't until I actually just woke up one day and said, you know what, Ace, what do I have to lose? And actually, it was someone that DM'd me. It was a hungry videographer from not even from here. He was from Houston, moved here, and worked on Gary's team, but then went off to be a freelancer. Mm-hmm. And he saw that I was going to actually go to Agent 2021, and he offered to do videography for me. Because as you know, during that panel, you're able to bring a couple of videographers. And then at that time, I didn't have anyone, right? So I'm like, sure, why don't you just come for the ride? And we just started talking. And, you know, the moral of the story here is, you know, if you're thinking about building a brand and you're thinking about marketing, not only yourself, but your company, you can encompass both objectives. You can promote your company and promote your brand within the company. But the key is not to really think about it too much. You know, you're going to overthink the situation and you're never going to do it, right? Grant, like I look at yourself and, you know, you've done leaps and bounds with your own company in terms of creating a software for the real estate community. It's because you started it 3 years ago, right? So the biggest advice that I would tell people, you're going to have your reservations. You're going to have moments that you feel this is silly. I've had so many moments where I'm like, is this the right thing to do? But you just got to do it. And you just have to make sure that you're consistent. That's the best advice that I can give anyone listening to this podcast is, you know, get off your butt, off of the couch. If you're listening to this podcast in the car and you've always been thinking about doing it, it's never too late. And, you know, someone told me, Ace, why don't you start going on Instagram Live and giving tips and secrets on what's made you successful and bring on guests. And I started doing that about 2 weeks ago. And it's just been taking a life of its own. So it's one of those things where you're constantly learning and you're constantly pushing yourself, you know, to be in uncomfortable situations. So
I love it. We had a coach on here months back. He said, the people that are the most successful do what they don't want to do the most consistent at the highest level, the most consistently. And so I think that even though that you guys might be listening to this, you're like, oh, I just really don't want to do that. Remember, people that are the most successful do what they don't want to do at the highest level, the most consistently. And so there's a ton of opportunity there. Ace, I appreciate, man. Appreciate the wisdom. And I know that our audience appreciates it as well. We'll see you guys. Thanks, man.
Of course, Grant. Anytime. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks and have an amazing day.